You know, Dr. Pratt, the feelings of like self-pity or lovelessness, are these things disguised as something else which prevents a person from even knowing what they're suffering from?
We have events in our life, and we have a subconscious mind. The ratio of the power of the subconscious to the conscious mind is 1 million. The ratio is 1 million to 1 in terms of the number of neurons firing per second. So it's the estimate is between 20 to 40 million neurons firing per second at the subconscious level to 20 to 40 neurons firing per second at the conscious level. So it's a factor of 1 million. So,
wow.
So the subconscious is incredibly powerful. What happens is when you have a issue that might have happened long ago, your subconscious is so powerful that it's always associating back to that issue. It's running a program all the time, and it's called resonance. So you're in a situation, let's say a woman goes out on a date with a new guy, and he's a very nice guy, successful, nice-looking, and she's running a program from her childhood where her father was nasty to her, and she notices subconsciously, his eyebrows remind me of my father. I have to get away from him. But consciously, she's thinking, wow, he's really nice, but she's got a gut feeling. She is literally of two minds. We call that the flea and the elephant. The flea is the conscious mind. The elephant is the subconscious mind. So just think of it this way. If a flea is on an elephant and they're going for a walk, if the flea wants to go to the beach and the elephant wants to go to, you know, inland,
guess where we're going.
Yeah, and that's the effect of the conscious mind is the flea. So once we recognize that, and once we recognize that these past events not only get stuck in our subconscious, but they get stuck in this field of energy around us. So we have the meridians, we have these energy centers in the body, and then we also have this electrical energy that surrounds us that is extends, it can even extend beyond farther, but pretty strongly to about the size of a spacesuit. So this electrical energy, you know, when we go to the hospital, we have EKGs, EEGs, EMGs. Well, the same kind of thing. We have electrical activity and we have polarity. Yale Medical Research in the 1940s identified all living organisms have polarity, a north and a south pole, and actually our technique in the book utilizes this. And what happens if your polarity, which is the north and south, is out of whack, it creates a sense of self-sabotage. Now, the nice thing is that can be corrected in about 2 minutes with a simple technique. So there's a number of techniques like this. Back to your original question. So you have a particular feeling. What is happening is you're identifying a specific feeling, but your subconscious is scanning for everything related to that, anything that kind of resonates with that. So it will pull up other factors associated with this. So that can be challenging. The good news is when you do a treatment on an issue, when you treat it, it has a ripple effect because of that resonance again and starts clearing and improving other situations.
Would you define resonance for us?
Resonance is a similarity. It's a state where one, it's almost like you have, you're plucking an E chord on a guitar and you have another guitar sitting across from it. And that E chord begins to vibrate.
Okay.
It's not being plucked. It's an inductive resonance. And that's the way feelings work, too. And that's the way your subconscious works. So it can help you, and that's what we want to do.
Very good. Well, let's pick up with that story that you wanted to tell us about when we return with Dr. George Pratt, Code to Joy on Coast to Coast AM. We're talking with Dr. George Pratt tonight. Everybody's felt a little vapor locked at one time or another in their lives. I want to ask Dr. Pratt, little bit later on. Are there any normal people out there at all? I mean, is there any way to do this on your own, or do you really need to go to the mountains, so to speak, and find someone strike a resonance with? But anyway, the theme for the remainder of the program is nobody gets away with a perfect life unless you work on it a little bit, and you can make it maybe not completely perfect. Where would be the fun in that? That could translate into just abject boredom. Life is problems, how we deal with them and how they wind up cemented into our minds and affect, not only our world, but the worlds of everyone who comes into contact with us. That is the question. The book is Code to Joy, the 4-step solution to unlocking your natural state of happiness, and we will rejoin with Dr. Pratt in about 2 minutes here on Coast to Coast AM. Stand by.